Ever felt overwhelmed by marketing content yet starved for information that actually matters to you? You're not alone. While marketers worldwide churn out endless blog posts and ebooks, something fundamental has gone wrong. Randy Frisch's provocative manifesto, Fuck Content Marketing, isn't about abandoning content, it's about transforming how we deliver it. In an era where Netflix and Spotify have conditioned us to expect perfectly tailored experiences, B2B marketing often remains stuck in the equivalent of Blockbuster's alphabetical shelving system. The shocking revelation that 60 to 70% of marketing content goes completely unused was Frisch's wake-up call. The problem isn't content creation itself, but how organizations fail to properly distribute and leverage that content afterward. Think about your own experience. How often do you find yourself abandoning a website because you can't easily find what you're looking for? How many marketing emails do you delete without opening because they seem irrelevant to your needs? This disconnect between content creation and content experience is costing businesses millions while frustrating potential customers. What if there was a better way? The content crisis stems from two factors: unclear job descriptions and technology platform confusion. Organizations hired storytellers but expected them to manage the entire content lifecycle. Meanwhile, content marketing platforms solved only for creation, neglecting distribution and engagement. Disney World creates magic through immersive journeys, not just attractions. From Space Mountain's engaging queue to strategically placed gift shops, every element considers user experience. Similarly, IKEA guides customers through room displays that help visualize products in their homes. Our marketing job isn't delivering isolated content pieces, but crafting cohesive customer journeys. Which approach would earn your business? Most companies have developed four destructive content habits that undermine their marketing efforts. First, they greet visitors with the latest content rather than the most relevant, like forcing someone to watch the newest Transformers movie without seeing the original, ignoring the buyer's need for context. Second, they organize content by format rather than by topic or challenge. You wouldn't search Spotify for 3-minute songs, but for music matching your mood. Yet most websites still organize by blogs, ebooks, and videos, instead of addressing specific customer questions. Third, they ignore user experience. While content quality matters, poor navigation drives users away, similar to abandoning a healthcare provider's frustrating website for WebMD. Finally, nobody owns experience in many organizations, with content marketers claiming they just create content and web developers saying they only design templates. What if we approached content marketing like Netflix approaches entertainment? What if every piece naturally led to another relevant piece, creating an infinite scroll experience that keeps prospects engaged rather than bouncing back to Google? The Content Experience Framework provides a practical solution developed through conversations with marketers facing real challenges. It consists of 5 key steps: centralize, organize, personalize, distribute, and generate results. Many marketers believe they lack sufficient content for creating meaningful experiences. In reality, most organizations have plenty of valuable content that's simply forgotten after creation, what Anne Handley calls homeless content. The first phase focuses on bringing this content home, where it can be properly utilized. Though indexing content isn't exciting, it's foundational to building a world-class content experience. Like Netflix revolutionizing content discovery compared to Blockbuster's limited organization system, effective content organization transforms marketing effectiveness. While Blockbuster forced alphabetical browsing with no cross-referencing, Netflix's tagging system allows instant discovery through multiple entry points. With centralized content as your foundation, the next critical step is auditing and tagging everything you have. Though tedious, this process is what makes Netflix worth billions. Have you ever created perfect content that nobody noticed? The problem isn't quality, but discoverability. Personalization now extends far beyond name recognition. modern buyers expect sophisticated, contextual experiences throughout their journey. When companies deliver seamless experiences like Netflix and Google, customers readily share data, making split-second trust decisions in our post-GDPR world. Alight demonstrates effective personalization by understanding visitors seek solutions, not formats. They guide prospects through dynamic content streams, combining various formats tailored to specific needs, like helping HR professionals understand cloud migration. This positions them as experts by serving relevant content that naturally leads toward conversion. With typically 6.8 different buyers involved in B2B decisions, marketers must create personalized content for each persona. By centralizing content in a reimagined resource center, companies can build contextual streams organized around specific personas, industries, and challenges, not chronology or content type. Distribution requires daily attention, not quarterly planning. Even perfectly personalized content remains ineffective without strong distribution. Modern distribution demands an omni-channel approach as today's consumers navigate across various touchpoints, requiring marketers to meet them at every step. Content marketing must be viewed as a revenue-generating investment, not an expense. This requires strategic planning about post-consumption actions. Instead of generic CTAs, we should use context-specific ones aligned with the buyer's journey stage to capture qualified leads. Content assets serve different roles. Some directly convert prospects, while others assist in the journey. Multi-touch attribution is essential for understanding which content moves prospects forward at specific journey stages. A priori transformed their content experience by implementing a content experience platform with tailored experiences, resulting in a 90% increase in page views, 137% increase in pages per visit, and 32% of visitors consuming all hub content before exploring the main site. As we track results and identify successful content, we gain insights about what works, what's ineffective, and what's missing. This data should directly inform our content creation process, editorial calendar, and future investment decisions. Content responsibility extends across the entire organization, not just marketing. While various marketing roles manage different content aspects, no single position should own it entirely. The Content Experience Manager unifies marketing teams and connects them to the broader organization. Traditional content management systems, CMS, risk becoming obsolete by prioritizing IT needs over marketers' requirements. Content experience platforms, CEPs, are emerging to serve marketers managing the complete buyer journey. Unlike CMS solutions with limited web page formats, CEPs treat each content type as a distinct entity, giving marketers greater flexibility. In today's high-turnover marketing environment, companies must value not just customer lifetime value, but contact lifetime value, champions who may advocate for your brand at future companies. With the proliferation of review sites, consistent content experiences ensure a coherent brand identity that fosters ongoing advocacy. Every marketing strategy begins with content, whether inbound, demand generation, account-based, or sales enablement. Finding a dedicated content experience manager to implement the framework is crucial, as content experience is your competitive advantage for driving demand, revenue, and relationships. Don't create content that goes unseen. Create experiences that remain memorable.